Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Welcome to another episode of Mind Games. This week we're looking at the a recently released nationwide study of Australia's stress and well-being levels and a snapshot of a nation under stress. So every year the Australian Psychological Society conducts a stress and well-being survey. And this year they surveyed 1,552 people of the age of 18 and over. And there were some really interesting findings about how Australians experience stress, what the causes of stress are, and how Australians cope with stress. So in 2012, the respondents in the survey reported significantly higher stress levels in 2012 than in 2011, significantly lower levels of well-being than in 2011, and 22% of those surveyed actually reported moderate to severe distress in their lives. One in five people reported strong or very strong stress levels, and these were impacting on their both either their mental or physical health. Nearly 50% of people highlighted that financial issues were the cause, the primary cause of stress in their life. 45% highlighted family issues or personal health issues. 38% highlighted concern for the health of others. Most interestingly, there were actually some big differences in the experiences of stress between the ages that were actually surveyed. Overall, younger adults, so those people under 35 years of age, reported significantly higher levels of stress and distress and significantly lower levels of well-being than those 35 years or older. And this group also had significantly higher levels of anxiety and depression. And students experienced the highest stress or distress than any other groups except for the unemployed. And then these two groups had the highest rates of anxiety and depression. So what were the causes of some of these stress for young people? Well, young people were significantly more concerned in their life about the onset of mental health issues, of their friendships, relationships, stress related to concern for the environment, stress related to personal safety, and issues related to study. And a lot of these are uniquely young experiences, and the time of adolescence and young adulthood is a developmentally crucial time, and stress is quite commonly associated with any change or developmental change in life. So when people move out, when they experience managing their own finances or a student budget, when there's a change in their routine, or the weight of maintaining health is actually rests on their shoulders rather than their parents and families, then these can be quite stressful situations for young people. Also, forming and starting to build and explore adult relationships can also be particularly stressful, as well as studying the HSC or starting university. So, coping with stress. Almost half of the respondents, 40%, reported using alcohol to manage stress. And that's something that's really, really important to consider, because that can lead to some pretty difficult and dangerous situations. Interestingly, 40% of respondents actually reported that the effect of maintaining a healthy lifestyle itself has become a cause of stress. So it's clear that the health message is getting through to people, but high expectations about the importance of health may actually also have a negative effect and be a cause of stress. 41% reported using social media or social networking sites as a way of coping with stress. So again, while young people experience significantly higher levels of stress, they also are probably more likely to use social media and social networking as a way of managing that. 69% still reported eating as a way of coping with stress. 57% reported shopping. 82% of people reported that watching television or spending time with their friends and family were important ways of coping with stress. About 79% used music as a way of relaxing and managing their stress. So a mind game for this week. Think about the activities you already have in your life. Which ones do you actually use to manage stress and difficulty? And why are those activities the things that you use? And could you consider including some other activities into your week? And take your own stress test this week on Mind Games.